Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Last week on the show, we were talking about the perils of trying to turn your parents onto the music that you like. But in some families, music just naturally runs across the generations. Take Lucy Wainwright Roach, for example. You've probably heard her dad's music, Loudon Wainwright III, or her mom, Suzzy Roach, from The Roaches. Maybe you're familiar with other family members like Rufus Wainwright and Martha Wainwright. Well, Lucy stayed out of the family business for a while, working as a teacher, but 3 years ago she released her first album, and now she's back with a second. It's called There's a Last Time for Everything, and here is Lucy Wainwright Roach playing the song Last Time, live on Soundcheck.
Met you when the days were ours. We've been handed all the moons and stars, and told go forth, your future's north, and your own breath will take you far. Well, some of that tale was so, and some of it we would outgrow, but side by side we rode that ride with each other always in tow. Everyone will always know you are a heart of mine. Between forever and one day, there is the finest line. And I wanted to show you all the things I hid. I was just a kid, and I never did. Left for us to spend. You're just not quite still mine outright, and we will never be here again. But everyone will always know you are a heart of mine. Between forever and one day, there is the finest line. And I wanted to show you to sing. We're changing on a prayer, a wing, not graceful or true, just me and you. There's a last time for everything. There's a last time. There's a last time. There's a last time. There's a last time for everything.
That's Lucy Wainwright Roach, live on Soundcheck with her song Last Time. Her new album, her second, is called There's a Last Time for Everything. That's Lucy singing and playing guitar. Her mom, Suzzy Roach, is here with us as well, and will be joining in on guitar and vocals too. But Lucy, good to have you back here.
Great to be here.
So the first time you were here was when the first album came out 3 years ago. And you talked about how, you know, despite growing up with music on both sides of the family, that you tried to kind of stay out of the business as long as you could.
Yeah, I figured there were enough of us doing this.
So now, we could put a first album off to just kind of a fluke. But now when you've done a second, you know, are you now, is this like a statement of commitment finally?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, how long of a commitment? I'm not sure. But I'm certainly all feet in on the music thing at this point now. And so far, so good.
Right. Now, how did this record happen? Was this more planned or was this kind of spontaneous as well?
I knew that I needed, it had been it was coming up on a little over 2 years since my last record came out, and I really wanted to make a record, but I didn't have any songs. I'd been traveling around on tour, and I'd sort of forgotten about the songwriting part of the thing. So I
still kind of learning all the how to juggle all the different parts of the craft.
Exactly. Yeah. I was busy. So I had a friend, Jordan Hamlin, who lived in Nashville, who suggested I come down and just do a couple of songs and try to write some before I came down and see what happened. And I ended up kind of locking myself in my apartment and writing a whole bunch of songs, and then we picked our favorites and ended up with making a whole record. So it worked out better than I had imagined.
Now, you didn't just pick songs that you had written. You picked a couple of songs that other people had written, too.
Yeah, on the new record, there's one cover song, and it's a cover of Robin's song, Call Your Girlfriend.
Let's hear a little bit. This is what the original version of Robin's Call Your Girlfriend sounds like.
Call your girlfriend. It's time you had the talk. Give your reasons. Say it's not.
So that's a little bit from Robin, the original version of Call Your Girlfriend from the Swedish electronic pop artist. Lucy, what did you hear in that you felt would fit on your record?
Well, I love that song, and I love the music video that she did of it. I think is amazing, and I'd never quite heard a song that was saying that exact thing in that way. So I really love that song, and it turned out that Jordan also loved that song. One day we were riding in the car in between recording songs, and that was playing, and we both loved it, and we kind of looked at each other like, could we possibly? And we did. We just decided to give it a try. But I hadn't imagined that it would end up on the album, but we loved it so much that we put it on there.
Well, you know, it's nice to when a song has that kind of electronic sheen to it and all those layers of production, when you strip the thing down, you find out really what kind of bones the song has, so to speak. And as it turns out, in this case, pretty sturdy bones. Here's Lucy Wainwright Roach's version of that Robin song.
Call your girlfriend. It's time you had the talk. Give your reasons. Say it's not her fault. But you just met somebody new.
From my guest Lucy Wainwright Roach, some of her cover of the song Call Your Girlfriend by Robin. It appears on her second album, her latest, called There's a Last Time for Everything, which is out now. Lucy's here in the Soundcheck studio. Suzzy Roach, good to see you again as well.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So now this, you know, the whole family thing, it's got to be somewhat unavoidable. And yet, Lucy, it seems like there's a distinct lack of Roaches and Wainwrights on this second record of yours.
Well, yeah, I made it all in Nashville in about 10 days mostly, so nobody was around.
Okay.
So nobody got to sing on the record that they weren't nearby. So now, after the fact, we've learned some songs together from it. And
Suzzy, when Lucy was growing up and thinking that maybe she wasn't going to go into the family business of being a singer-songwriter, she was learning how to play guitar and how to sing, obviously. Was that from you? Did you teach her?
Well, she really didn't pick up the guitar until a little bit later. And, you know, I was pushing for her to be a banker, honestly. I was not rooting for this music business thing, but she wound up, actually, the day after she got her master's degree, going on the road with Rufus, and that was kind of the end of it.
But you did spend a couple of years teaching, Lucy.
I did, yeah, about 3 years.
Is there something about teaching and something about songwriting or performing songs that, you know, that those two things sort of inform each other?
Yeah, I think they're very similar jobs, because They're just kind of about trying to get a group of people to listen to you with varying degrees of success.
Right, right.
And, you know, you want people to sit down and be quiet, which is the same in either job. So I think I'd make a better teacher now that I've done as many shows as I have because I'm less shy and I don't know. I think I would be better at it.
You know, that's, I mean, if you think back to like good teachers that you've had, they all had something, and you could say they had stage presence.
Yeah, totally.
You know, knew how to perform in front of an audience.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heck of a job. Lucy Wainwright Roach now with a second album to her credit. It's called There's a Last Time for Everything. So now the two of you are going to perform a couple of this next song together.
Yeah,
for
this
us.
Song on the record, Colin Malloy sings on it. And,
from the Decemberists.
From the Decemberists. And so he couldn't come with us today. So Mom is going to step in and channel him.
All right. The song is called Seek and Hide. It's Lucy Wainwright Roach and Suzzy Roach live on Soundcheck.
I fell in love last year. It's not a thing I do a lot. Pack up all my lonely habits and give it all I got. And when the winter came, I thought I would be different, but I'm not. I'm just the same old sorry kettle calling blackest pot. You gotta watch it all change. You gotta watch it all stay the same. I walk the morning shore to see what pieces I can find. Glue them all together, make a sailor's valentine. It's empty now. I know I should feel sorry, but I'm fine. I've got another losing, lagging paper clock to wind and watch it all change and watch it all stay the same.
Seek and Hide is the name of the song from Lucy Wainwright Roach, singing and playing guitar, with her mom, Suzzy Roach, also singing and playing guitar, live on Soundcheck. Let's hear another duet. This one's called For No One. Is this the Beatles?
It is,
tune?
Yep. And we did a version of this on a record we made together, and it's one of our favorites.
The album was called Fairy Tale and Myth, came out at the beginning of this year. And let's hear a live performance. Once again, Lucy Wainwright Roach and Suzzy Roach live on Soundcheck. Due to rights issues, we are unable to podcast this performance from today's show, but the good news, you can stream the entire performance and interview at soundcheck.org.
Cry for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
The Beatles' song For No One, live performance in our Soundcheck studio from Lucy Wainwright Roach and Suzzy Roach, playing guitars and singing. Whose arrangement is that?
It's just us.
Something yeah. You guys worked up?
Yeah.
Because, obviously it's the same song, but it's got a completely different feel to it.
That's the great thing about doing other people's songs. People see them like, oh, is that a Beatles song?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, yeah. And which is a nice thing with a Beatles song, when you've heard a song for your entire life and you can suddenly say, oh, well, that's sort of like hearing it for the first time again. For you, Lucy, did you grow up with the Beatles in the house?
Yeah, I was a big into the Beatles as a kid. And actually a friend gave you, right, that cassette box set of cassettes of the Beatles. Remember in that little box?
Yeah.
And I got really into all those records and loved them.
So sometimes kids grow up and they want to, push against their parents' music, Did you ever go through that phase where, mom and dad's music, that's their music. I'm going to go listen to NWA or whatever.
Not really. There are some things that are pretty different, but we both like them. Like, we love to listen to Eminem when we're on tour in the car. That's one of our favorites.
Lucy brings a lot of music into my life. We've been so on the road together all our lives that it's almost like, especially now, we're almost like the same generation, even though we're not.
Well, I guess everybody who sort of came, the breaking point between the generations, the so-called generation gap, seemed to be pre and post rock. Now you've got two or three generations of people who've grown up on rock, and that gap isn't so wide, it seems.
And also, I think that Lucy's generation, because they have the internet and all of that, they know all of the music that
you that have the internet too, Suzzy.
I know, but we didn't have
You're
our
allowed.
Parents' music when we were growing up. I'm amazed at how much their generation knows every single group that we listen to.
I know. And I'll constantly be surprised at something one of my daughters is singing. I'll be like, well, where did you learn that song from? I haven't heard that in 25, 30 years. And they'll be like, oh, it was in a TV show.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So the holidays are coming. For most families, it is a big family occasion. What about in the extended Wainwright Roach family? Is there kind of a traditional sing-along thing that happens around the holidays?
Actually, Sloane is having a Christmas show this year
at the City Winery,
on the 15th.
That's going to be kind of a family combo thing.
How much of that? I mean, because the family is so sprawling at this point.
Whoever happens to be around, I guess. It's one of those kind of things.
An odd collection of Wainwrights and Roaches will definitely be there.
So that's the 15th?
That's the 15th.
At City Winery, right across the street from our studios. The new album is called There's a Last Time for Everything. It is the second and the latest from Lucy Wainwright Roach, who's been here with Suzzy Roach in our Soundcheck studio. It's great to have the two of you back. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
us. And happy holidays.
You too.
This is Soundcheck.
What can I say? Did I steal you away from the life that you thought you would lead? All days can be strange, but then August is dangerous. And